The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Tuesday of Holy Week. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Little Van Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. St. Peter was a man of high ideals. He loved the Lord and trusted him unreservedly. Wasn't it Peter, after all, and not any of the other disciples, who jumped out of the boat during the storm to walk across the water toward Jesus? Although that event didn't turn out as Peter expected. Neither did the events after the Last Supper. After Judas leaves that gathering, as his plans to betray Jesus were coming to fruition, Peter, ever bold, commits himself to give even his life to defend and protect Jesus. God gives us the details in chapter 13 of his gospel, the conclusion of the reading from the Mass today. Jesus said, "My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me 3 times. No doubt Peter had good intentions, but good intentions are not enough. They're necessary, but by themselves they are insufficient. Good intentions cannot make an evil act good, nor a good act evil. There are some things that are evil in themselves, and which can never be chosen in a morally upright way despite the intention. We need not only good intentions, but we need also to choose what is good and avoid what is evil if we are to be morally upright. Of course, Peter's challenge was not that he wasn't morally upright. He seems to have possessed an abundance of integrity. But what he lacked on the occasion which Jesus is alluding, Peter's denial of Jesus later that evening, what he was lacking was courage. Peter needed more courage. He had brashness, but he needed something more subtle and lasting. Courage is one of the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit and is a cardinal or hinge virtue. According to Thomas Aquinas, fear impedes our judgment. It arises when it is difficult either to attain something good or to avoid something bad. Fear discourages a person from heeding the instructions of reason. Now, there are some things we should fear, and a rightly ordered reason will alert us to dangers. However, sometimes fear arises when a person is reluctant to embrace the good. For example, fear of ridicule might induce a Christian to refrain from expressing the truth about marriage when a co-worker or someone else asserts that men can marry men and women can marry women, and for that matter, that anyone can marry a chair or their pet or their bank account if that's what will make them happy. Well, witnessing to our faith doesn't mean picking fights with others, but it does entail the willingness to voice divine truths in our conversations, our actions, and our manner of life. This requires courage. Courage serves to restrain our fears so that we don't shrink from what is difficult or harrowing. We grow in courage when we practice it. Courage is a virtue, that is a habit of the soul. It is a way of acting that becomes ingrained in the person the more that the person puts it into practice. Aquinas teaches that courage springs from hope that the impending evil can be overcome. He goes on to say that true courage faces up to danger and carries through its effort perseveringly. Courage stands up, it endures. So, some of the ways that we can grow in courage include making many acts of hope, carrying through with commitments, tasks, and work. This builds up the habit of conquering our impulses and whims. Changing our routine to avoid occasion of sin. Reading and studying our faith so that we will be able to give a defense of what we believe and do so in an intelligent and charitable way. During the Lord's Passion, Peter may indeed have failed in courage, but later his life became a model for what a courageous person should look like. And eventually, Peter did die for Christ, just not at the time and place he expected. God bless you.